Public school buildings in Massachusetts will remain closed at least until fall. But what then? School officials are looking at a number of daunting challenges to reopening amid the pandemic. There will be no in-person summer school term in the largest public school district in western Massachusetts. When Springfield's 26,000 students and 4,000 teachers and staff members might return to school buildings is an open question, said Mayor Dominic Sarno.
Is our goal to be open for the fall? That'd be great.
The city's 60 school buildings might need physical changes before students and staff could be welcomed back.
Schools were not built to be socially distant.
Springfield is not alone in trying to figure out what school might look like. The Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has created a 44-person working group of educators, administrators, and public health experts to come up with guidelines for reopening school. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also has recommendations that include less moving about in school, no field trips or extracurricular activities, meals eaten in classrooms, and each school maintaining an isolation room to quarantine anyone who develops COVID-19 symptoms. School administrators will need to schedule time for frequent hand washing.
The decision to close was a very hard decision, but the planning around reopening is going to require a tremendous amount of effort.
The challenges to returning to school start at the bus stop, according to Springfield School Superintendent Dan Warwick.
We put 60, 65 students on a bus. You could probably maybe put 12 to 15 safely. So how do we get our students to and from school? And we triple tier the buses already. So, you know, there's some significant logistical issues to work out with reopening schools.
It might be necessary to have staggered schedules for students and teachers. Some students might attend school only in the mornings or in the afternoons or on alternate days or every other week. Some remote learning is likely to continue.
Because certainly we're not going to be able to have 20 to 25 students in a classroom.
For now, the Springfield School Department is not planning to collect the laptop computers it distributed to students for use at home back in March. Typically, about 5,000 students take summer school classes in Springfield. A full complement of summer school programs taught remotely will be held, according to Warwick.
But in addition, my academic team is planning an enrichment program citywide to offer some reading and math activities, but then offer some nice project-based activities for students and their families to engage in. Again, too, because of the transition to remote, there was some learning loss there, so we thought keeping people engaged.
Remote graduation ceremonies will be held for Springfield's 8 high schools during the first 2 weeks in June. Also, each high school is planning an in-person graduation. Students will be able to come one at a time, go up on stage to pick up their diploma, and have photos taken with immediate family members. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.